We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine. Last night, Israeli soldiers reinvaded parts of Bethlehem, shooting through two buildings in Beit Zahor, each housing 10 families. One of the young women in the house told me they blew up the door while everyone was sleeping. There were small children in the room. They destroyed everything in the house, everything. She said, "I don't know what they wanted." Earlier that day, while she was visiting friends, Israeli soldiers stormed the house and began beating the people. They grabbed one man on their so-called wanted list and made him take off all of his clothes in front of everyone. She is shaken today, shaking while she speaks to me. But still, she is breaking curfew by going to work at Bethlehem NGO. Israeli jeeps are crawling through the streets, setting up roadblocks to stop cars and search them. Two Israeli soldiers, with one gun each, are able to stop 20 cars and keep them afraid and waiting. This is like the single Israeli tank that pulls out of the illegal Israeli settlement of Netzarim, just south of Gaza City, stopping 1.25 million Palestinians from moving throughout the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military government is preparing for an intensified invasion and occupation of the Gaza Strip. Mofez, the so-called Israeli defense minister, is talking about checkpoints around all Gaza Strip towns and cities, as they have in the West Bank, further imprisoning the Palestinian residents who already cannot enter or leave the Gaza Strip itself. Israeli soldiers continue to kill, maim, and demolish the homes of Palestinians in Rafah as they construct their iron apartheid wall. Israeli soldiers also attacked members of Médecins Sans Frontières in Khan Yunis. Yesterday, the Israeli military murdered two nurses in a Gaza City hospital, a building clearly marked with a Red Cross. The hospital is still full of patients now trying to operate amidst the rubble after U.S.-donated Apache helicopters fired missiles into the hospital. This is in direct contradiction to international law, as is the encroaching state itself. Many of the residents of the West Bank remain under house arrest, under curfew imposed by the Israeli military government. Israeli soldiers just murdered two Palestinians in the West Bank town of Tulkarm. Israeli soldiers have killed 28 people in the past 8 days since Sharon got reelected. In the last 2 months, Israeli soldiers have murdered 72 Palestinians. This means 4 Palestinians are killed per day by Israeli soldiers. Israeli abductions of Palestinians continue, leaving many fearful and some not willing to resist anymore. Others are unable to function much at all. Now there are 9,000 Palestinian political prisoners in Israeli jails. A so-called wanted list friend told me last night, "I don't care anymore if they get me. I'm just so tired now." Every night he must hide, cannot live in his own home, cannot visit the community center where he works. Today we're going to speak with a Palestinian journalist, a man with whom I have been stopped and harassed on several occasions by Israeli soldiers as we tried to do our jobs in telling the truth about the situation in Israeli-occupied Palestine.
Hi, my name is Mohammed. I work for Palestinian Satellite TV as a journalist, as a cameraman. We feel like we can't move around because we are Palestinian and we are under the curfew. We are from Bethlehem. For that, we can't move around because we have the same idea as a Palestinian. If we have another community, society, we can move, but because we are Palestinian and we are just journalists and we speak the Arabic language, we have to stay in the house as the others. The situation here in general, we are under the curfew. There is no hospitals, no schools, no university. Everything is stalled. And we feel like we are surrounding. There are 200,000, they are under the curfew in Bethlehem without work, without going out, just staying for the Israelis' order. You know, after Sharon, when he came back to the leadership, we pay the blood. There are 13 martyrs and 100 injured in Bethlehem, in Palestine. I thought that's all we are suffering. We feel like we are animals. There is no another feeling. We are just waiting for the Israeli soldiers' order. That's all what I think at this moment. But we are going to face another suffering because all the media are busy with Iraq situation. For that, we are waiting. We are suffering. We are waiting for that.
How does the Israeli military treat you as a Palestinian journalist?
As a Palestinian journalist, I feel like the same, like the wanted people here, like the Arabs. We can move around because, as I told you, that we have the same idea, like the people here, the one who live in Bethlehem. For that, we can move around, we can film, we can't do the job. أنا محمد خمزي من فلسطيني من منطقة بيتلحم. طبعا المجتمع الإسرائيلي في انتخابه لمستر شارون رح نرجع نعاني من أول وجديد بسبب الانتخابات وبسبب الانشغال الإعلامي الدولي والمحلي في القضية العراقية. هذا انشغال عن القضية الفلسطينية وعن المذابح الفلسطينية اللي بتصير في فلسطين، وهذا سبب مبرر وحافز لشارون على أساس يتبع سياسات القهر وسياسات القتل العشوائية. وبانشغال العالم عن القضية الفلسطينية احنا بنشعر انه احنا وحيدين، فيش حدا بيساعدنا، فيش إمكانية لأنه حقوق الإنسان إنها تشتغل معنا. العالم مشغول في العراق وفي سياسات بوش الجديدة بالنسبة للأمريكا، بالنسبة للعراق واحتلال العراق. هذا السبب منعاني منه. في نفس الوقت هاي فرصة طيبة لشارون على أساس إنه يرتكب مزيد من المجازر ومزيد من القتل والاحتقالات. كفلسطينيين المعاناة زادت مفروضة وإحنا بننتظر الأسوأ. يعني إحنا باتجاه حكومة يمينية متطرفة، إحنا باتجاه وضع أسوأ من الوضع اللي بنعيشه، وفي طبعا شروط إسرائيلية على أساس إنه ما فيش مجال للفلسطينيين إنهم يتحركوا بشكل أبدا، وفيش لا أنظر إنه في على المستقبل البعيد أو القريب فيش أي أمل.
We've been speaking with a Palestinian journalist, a man with whom we've been stopped and harassed on several occasions by Israeli soldiers as we tried to do our jobs in telling the truth about the situation in occupied Palestine. I'm Kristen Ness.